Yummy. We have about 20 minutes left. Just let me know if there's is any of this feeling, do you want any assistance? Do you want to share? Anything that came through for you? Knowing that, you sharing is it always helps everyone else.
That felt so
Quick.
I feel like we were gone for 5 minutes.
An hour and a half later.
Yeah.
You know you're able to do deep meditation when like just linear time stops existing. Like,
It's like the first time I really feel that. That was interesting.
I wonder if it's like about like when we're floating up in the spiritual body, like kind of like I wonder if that's where time stops, like moving the way we're used to it, like the way our human mind thinks about time, like. Yeah. How was it when the template work was happening? Because like it's like I can see visuals, but I don't know, I can't see who is having like for some things I was seeing, like all these beautiful like little sparkles of light, like just and just like conglomerate at a specific place and then just all the lines would come back on properly. Other one was like rays, so let me how did it was it more like a feeling thing than a visual thing for you or
For me, the most of it was a feeling up until the very end. When I it was up until the very end when I saw like pink, like when you said that. But everything before that, I didn't really see anything. It was more feeling.
Yeah, cool. Which is good. Which is good. That's you really being in your 57, like that key jinky for you of like the rhythm of feeling like very cool.
I also had like flashes of like images come up. I saw myself as like a 2-year-old
No.
and like reaching out to like me right now.
Oh.
And then like I waved at him and he like ascended up into the sky. That was pretty cool.
Cool. That's so cute. Oh, that's cool. It's like sacral chakra energy that's like, beam me up. Let's go. Cool.
I was very tired before this meditation, this whole day.
Yeah.
But these last 2 days, I've had up 4 hours of sleep both days, just having a hard time sleeping.
Dude,
And
there's so much going on right now, energy-wise, like on the earth, like coming in. It's hard to sleep.
So I had even a tough time today staying up during the day. And so I took it like a 30-minute nap, but I didn't want to sleep too much. And then right before the meditation, I got this sudden burst of energy. Like I had drank 10 coffees, but like no jitters. It was just like pure energy. Like
Yeah, cool. I'm disappearing in this light. I need to calm down. There you go. Yeah. It's funny. Like we have these moments during the day where we're like, oh my God. Bleh. And then all of a sudden you arrive to something spiritual and you're like, da-da-da-da! It's like, what? Like your body knows it too. Your body's like, we're going in a call. All right, so hopefully you'll be able to sleep tonight and not be like a complete ball of energy. And if so, maybe you can go sleep in the galactic fiber and actually get a deeper rest. Cool. Thanks, Lewis. Who else wants to share?
I will. I was very present in the beginning, but the higher we went, it's almost like I don't remember. And then, but again, similarly to like the last experience, I'm not sure if it's, am I tired? Am I sleeping? And I fully reconnected again when you were asking, you know, Soros to, for us to find out, you know, what, who we are, who are we, what's our purpose kind of thing. And then it brought me back fully aware. So it's almost like I have no recollection of when I was up there. And I took to heart what you said the last time, that maybe it's like I'm downloading and I'm not supposed to remember. And then once we started to go through the connections with our, you know, our crown chakra and our our crown chakra with our
plexus,
exactly. I was fully aware with that. And I liken it to almost like, it was almost like a dance where I'm trying to coordinate feeling all three or both at the same time. So yeah. I was very aware of trying, I guess, kind of like getting that right or trying to, it's almost coordination. I was feeling like that coordination. But yeah, again, as we got higher in the beginning, I just don't really have much recollection of it. So, but I'm not, you know, I'm not going to be hard on myself.
Let me reformulate that. Your human mind doesn't have much recollection of that.
Yes.
Right. And there's a part of this that's about us, like the plexus is the human mind, right?
Okay.
And what we did is we let the body feel really safe down here. As we went up into higher levels of mind, higher levels of reality. So like one of your, like I can tell right away, like what will be fun working together long-term is it's like your goal is to beef up that ability to stay fully present as you go into the higher planes and understanding the difference between being fully present and being there with our minds, being there in a mindful way. There's like a difference, you know, like, and we eventually kind of like understand that it's just consciousness. You're downloading directly in consciousness, not in the mind. And it's a hard thing to understand at first, you know. You're just kind of like, I just know I did it. I don't know how, I don't know.
It's like, yeah. I'm like, I'm like,
yeah, because the mind's like, yeah, the mind's like, okay, how do we do it? How do I gauge? How do I know if I received it? How do I feel it? Like it's, you know, that's all like human mind. So it's how interesting that as soon as we go higher up, it's like, it's not that you check out. It's not that. It's that your human mind's not able to go up there.
And that's so is it almost like a relinquishing control or relinquishing
yes
okay yes.
Which is a hard one. It's a hard one for all of us.
Okay.
I think Lewis was going yes and his phone dropped. yeah
okay.
So it's if you use it as that, it's like a workshop of relinquishing control. And relinquishing the control of the human mind over the spiritual experience. And the more it's able to relinquish, the more it will receive it. This is not about like, you don't get to have that. I'm going to go up there and like, you know, screw you, boo-hoo. You know, like, it's like we go up there and the more, and then we bring it back in. We bring it back into the system. So you'll get to see probably more like throughout the days, like noticing like, I'm not feeling this way anymore about this, or all of a sudden I see a different thing we can do, you know, like the mind gets fed. Like, so my feeling is that for you, you'll see it as the days unfold.
Okay.
But just know, like, it's like, sometimes part of us checks out so that the work can go in deeper. And sometimes part of us checks out because it doesn't feel safe with us doing the work, but it's only the part checking out that's not doing the work. We're still doing the work. So it's like a kid that's like, you can't see me. You know, You know, when they're young enough that they don't realize that just because
you close your eyes, it's still there. Okay. So I think, I think definitely it's developing that so that my awareness is not just limited to once I be, you know, once I'm physical again.
That's a super fun growth edge to play with.
Okay.
It's about transcending your mind and actually entering the intelligence of your consciousness, which is so much bigger than your mind anyways. Right. Like, so that's, And that, that's like the little, that, I'm excited. No,
it's neat. This is fun. Thank you.
Yeah. Some people go through something else completely. As soon as we go too high, they knock out and they start snoring. So clearly these people don't work with me because it's not very enjoyable, but you know, like that's not what happens to you, right? You know, you're not falling asleep from it. You just don't consciously know where you are anymore kind of thing. Right. Like the lower mind is like, where I, what happened? Like, so that's different from just getting knocked out completely and falling asleep. That's like already a couple of steps way above that. Like, so it's
good to know. Good to know. I guess it's that part of, I guess, like you said, in the mind, it's like, I don't want to do it wrong, but I guess there's no right and wrong in terms of how I'm receiving it. I'm receiving it the way I guess I'm supposed to receive it.
Yeah.
I just have to allow it to be and not be judgmental on myself in thinking that, hey, you're not doing it right, or remembering. Or
And it's like what, that mantra of divine love is as you wish, at your pace. So it's like, there's no doing it wrong.
Thank you.
Yay. I love you guys. All right, Jeanette, I'm not sure if you're there. Camille, Anna, you want to share a little something?
Oh, okay. He said ladies first.
Oh.
Wow, that was so much fun. That was so good.
I saw you like, moving around. You almost look like you were on a network Cairo table. It's awesome.
I don't know what that is, but yeah, that chicken dance thing came back for me.
That's
and
just
then opening your arms, like, it felt like, yes, I was up there, but at the same time, my whole body was already receiving it.
Yeah.
And then afterward, it was a different level of receiving when we went back down.
Yeah.
that inspired like laughter because I don't know, there was so much funny energy, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you were asking about the, I guess the template is maybe what you said. Clearing, as soon as you were saying that, the sentence about the clearing and asking for your clearing, like it would be almost like that drop of soap that makes everything go, you know?
Yeah.
and then sometimes that at some point for especially the third eye, it was almost like I was hearing, I don't know what really, but something in my being going like, like in this funny kind of way, like not in this like super freaking out, but actually just like, I don't know, growing. So yeah, I had a lot of fun.
I love your energy. I love it. I love your energy. I love your landscape. I love working with you. It's just like, bubbly, yummy, joyful, exuberant, like
so. Oh, thank you. I mean, as you know, it's not always like that, but thank you. I love this too, and I'm noticing how cute you guys all are. I don't know why. I'm just like, oh, you're all so cute tonight. That's how I feel. So yeah, I think
that's what it feels like when we're looking at everything through the eyes of our soul. It's just like, oh.
Yeah, And I think there was one more thing that was actually quite funny as well. I was very surprised. It was when you connected, when we were back down in our body, you connected the, what was it? The throat and the root chakra. Mm-hmm. There was this really deep voice inside of my body that just went like, no more struggle for me.
Funny. It's like this like gentle giant energy.
Yeah.
He's like, yes.
So yeah, I was very surprised.
Yay. Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. It's so awesome. I love that image of that drop of soap, like in the, it's like, so when we put a drop of soap with in water that has oil in it, that's when it does that, right? You put a drop of soap and then pff, all the oil, like just like, yeah. Cool.
And I think, the last thing was for me, that visual was happening for the throat and also for the third eye, but then the crown, when we were up high, it was almost like this whole, almost like a lightning bolt of light through my whole body, just going like, like.
Yes.
Yeah.
Was that when you were like this?
Probably.
You know, the spiritual ecstasy and bliss is supposed to be in the third eye, okay? Not the crown. I'm kidding.
I know.
Let's segment it all, like, you know, and then not understand it's all part of one system. Cool. Woo! Fun.
Yeah.
For me, I started off having problems kind of like ascending. I don't know, that was tough. And then at some point I just kind of like let go and just spoke, you know. And so I let that happen. And I was having problems with when we were working on the throat chakra. I don't know, it didn't want to integrate, and there ended up being some kind of gooey yellow kind of like mustard yellow gunk like coming off of it, and when I went to look into that, it connected with the fact that when I was like in second grade, the director had like, because I was in line for the
he picked up
milkshakes, he had picked me up and shook me like that, and so that came up, and so I just went and told myself of that age that it was okay, I was here, you know, and just sending myself love. And then I was just okay, just clearing the muck and mustard, whatever. And at one point, it just, a crystal popped up, like in the, you know, asking for, like a crystal came and took the place of
perfect
what was there before.
Yeah. Yes.
And I was so touched, like, it was like a huge gift.
Yeah. Beautiful.
And yeah, the crystal is actually, it's kind of like a diamond, it's transparent. That's what it for that check. I was expecting, like, you know, a crystal that shines and stuff, but no, it's actually just a crystal that's clear, crystal clear.
Yeah, crystal clear.
Yeah. And then for the third eye, what came was really a visualization of like kind of like a spark of rain, like rainbow colors, but not like a you know, not visualized as a rainbow, kind of like a spark on but all sorts of colors.
Yeah, perfect.
And that's what was there, and that was the most beautiful, like. And that felt really good. And I had more problems with the crown chakra. What eventually came was kind of like a fairly small egg-shaped, semi-transparent semi-transparent white shape. And it kind of just stays there, kind of floating around, and that's the only visualization I got for that.
All right.
I don't know what that represents, but that's what's there.
I think you had that was a really big healing at the level of your throat. You know, like if we think, if we just look at this from an outer perspective, how deeply was your ability to be connected to your personal will, you know, affected by that? You know, then it's kind of like if I just follow my will, that's what happens, you know, like, so wow, that's just like, oof.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's good.
Yes.
The reintegration after that, that went fine. I don't have any special markers for that. Definitely felt me coming back into my body.
Wonderful. Oh wow, Camille, ça me remplit le cœur, cette affaire-là, ta gorge. Là. Just fills my heart with so much love. Beautiful. It's like what's coming in is it's kind of like there's a healing of your crystalline body. That's kind of why it was a crystal. Like it's kind of like it's healing. Ton corps spirituel cristallin. There was like a wound there, see? And it's the mustard muck, you know? Yeah. It's coming around, supposed to pu, là, c'est comme, now it's been replaced by clarity.
Yay.
Crystal clarity.
my communication chakra can be crystal clear.
Yeah. Cool. Oh, okay, let's do another one tomorrow. Yeah! Let's do it every night. Man, I wonder how much we could amp up ascension if we just did stuff like that, like every day. Yeah, wow. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming. Jeanette, do you want to say anything? Or because I think she might be driving or how are you? There you are.
Yeah, it was I wasn't sure if I ever fully left my body because it was driving me crazy. Lot of I guess energy going through the nervous system to where I was just like had to move because it was shooting through and yeah, you know, eyes twitching, that kind of stuff. It was kind of weird. And then, I was just like, well, whatever's happening is happening. I'll just trust the intentions enough. And then as soon as you said to come down into the body, like it went away. And there was a stillness. So it was like the body, I don't know whether it was just energy coming into the body or the body did not like, like didn't feel safe or what, I don't know what it was.
Mm.
So that was the big thing. I didn't get visuals. I felt like I had trouble visualizing. I felt like I was maybe pulled down by the body, definitely want to redo it. But yeah, the integration felt great. So I was like, well, I guess I did something. You know, I just felt like the mind was too involved. I don't know whether it was from just not transitioning into the meditation. Mm. Yeah, that sort of thing or what. I don't know. Mm. But yeah.
Well, I'm glad the stillness came in once and you know what? Like maybe when you redo it, your body will feel safer because your body will trust you that you will come back.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like there's a part of us that's just kind of like, I want to get the fuck out of here. You know? Like there's a lot of us that are like, I just want to go home. Just get me out of here. Like,
right. And having not been in my body for most of growing up. I could see that being an issue.
So my deepest wish is that your body knows it's safe, that it just knows it's safe with us and it's safe with you going up and bringing it back down for it. So yeah,
there was also a lot of commotion around me, which was not helpful. Yeah.
It's like interference from the mind, the body, the environment. It's like, okay, what else? Yeah. How many more flavors of interference can we get going here? Like,
that's kind of what it felt like. Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Grab you all. I love you all very much. All right, well, some of you I'll be seeing in Mexico soon. Maria, you can meet Camille and Anna in person when they come down. Yeah. And yeah, Louis and Jeanette, at least you guys aren't in China, duh, so it's already less ridiculous than what they're trying to get out of. Okay. Have a good evening. And I think Louis, if you want to get on the Kyle call tonight, he has 3 guests on, so they're just gonna riff together. It'll be pretty fun. If you don't have anything to do right now, like,
what time is it?
It started 5 minutes ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Love you. See you very soon.